mutton trucker. If you can't turn a profit, then you're out of luck. It's for the mug that we fly all over the space. Point to lightly, it's crossed at a hell of a pace. Just turn the wheel and keep that smile on your face. Maybe someday soon you'll be a top trucker.
This here's Buck Mecky, spokesman for Lacon Spaceways, back again for this week's Hutton Top Trucker. How do we keep up with your shenanigans while you tootle around in the Milky Way? Why, we install this little piece of software called the Hutton Helper in your spaceship. If you ain't already got it installed, you can install it yourself, relatively pain-free, by going to the website hot.forthemug.com. Almost as pain-free as falling off your horse, like V'ger did the other day. Well, actually, he ran it straight into a wall. It looked damn painful, too. So let's get on to our top truckers this week. Yeehaw! From the Explorers, jumping around like them noisy crickets in the field, Commander Dwight Schrute took the lead this week and jumped 42,685 light years. Commander Millstone Barn had fun with his trigger finger again this week, turning the despicably dirty do-batter Don Antonacci and his band of pathetic pirates into space dust. He racked up over 78 million credits worth of bounties while tearing the engines out of each and every one of the Don ships. Running missions faster than Cecil on the way to Cubicle 3 to take a leak, Commander Millstone Barn took the lead and tallied up 1,165 mission points this week. Loading up the new trailer attachment to the rear of a Lacon Type 9 and filling it to the brim, Commander Yurina Yoshida hauled almost 202,000 tons of cargo around the galaxy. Driving the Hutton Uber this week, Commander Prince Swin Kimri delivered 677 passengers around the galaxy. He even picked up a Happy Meal from McThargoids for one of them customers. Now, some of y'all thought you could take a shortcut on the old Hutton Run. Well, that don't sit well with Buck. Hutton Run is a time-honored challenge to jump into the system at Alpha Centauri and travel that 0.22 light years straight out to Hutton orbit, much like other race challenges in the past, such as the Bandit and Snowman running 400 cases of Coors beer from Texarkana back to Atlanta, and the Cannonball Run zooming across the United States from New York City to Los Angeles. You don't get to use shortcuts. What fun would it have been if one of them simply chartered a flight? Nope, ain't no challenge in that. Lacon Spaceways employs only the finest programmers and time trackers, though, and those who thought they'd snake their way into the top echelon have simply disappeared instead. Many thanks especially to Antarius Fusion for his tireless work on the Hutton Helper, keeping the sanctity of the run and all of our other challenges. Thus, for this week, I will only mention that our fastest run to Hutton Orbital is held by Commander Brett Riverboat in 1 hour, 22 minutes, and 31 seconds. That time can be beat. Are you willing to do it the honest way and light up the sky? If so, download the Hutton Helper and get to flying, Commander. You want to hear your name on this here radio station? Make sure you got the Hutton Helper installed. Pick it up on the web at hot.forthemug.com and get to trucking. And don't forget, if you do hear your name called out and you ain't already got one, get in touch with us to get your very own Hutton decal for your ship. Hutton Top Trucker, brought to you by Lakon Spaceways, the only ships in the galaxy that still use NASA's $23 million toilet system.